watching CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
They are back. If you didn't see them, you likely heard them. The Blue Angels did a practice run over San Francisco today ahead of this weekend's big air show. It is the first time Fleet Week is back in full force since the start of the pandemic, and it's expected to give the local tourism economy a huge lift. KPIX5's Mary Lee met with those tourists as well as locals who came out to see those jets fly.
We're on the Marina Green because Fleet Week is back. It's one of my favorite times of the year in San Francisco, and we spoke to a lot of people who feel the exact same way. They said they're excited to see the Blue Angels once again take to the skies.
It's an air show unlike any other. The Blue Angels are back in our San Francisco skies.
Energizing. We're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, San Francisco's back.
Friends Christine, Sheila, and Debbie all went to USF together. They say Fleet Week is a classic San Francisco tradition.
It's very exciting, very exciting. Yeah. Love to see all the military and the
crowds back.
Yeah. Gonna, looking forward to the show.
Very much so. Even though my son was a Marine, I'm okay with all this. Although I see a Marine truck right there. Yeah.
Sisters Debbie and Kelly are ready for the Blue Angels.
We came early. It doesn't start for 2 days, but we are here to watch them practice.
They arrived at the Marina Green extra early with their folding chairs, food, and even binoculars to catch the Blue Angels in action.
I love the Blue Angels. It's been quite a few years since I've been here the last time, and I always come on practice because it's just so crowded on the days that are here.
There's that energy, right?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And not to mention the military men are working behind us.
I love watching the angels fly.
Photographer Eddie Lara has been capturing the Blue Angels soar over San Francisco for more than a decade.
It's awesome. I never get tired of watching them.
Volunteer Elder Sultan is setting up tents on the Marina Green. Visitors can check out the Humanitarian Assistance Village with military and civilian first responders, and the STEM Education Center with cool interactive science, tech, engineering, and math displays this weekend. Elder says he's enjoying the energy of Fleet Week.
I'm excited. I'm just so happy to be here.
We even met tourists from Australia who picked the perfect weekend to be in San Francisco.
We're excited to come down here and check it all out and see what's happening.
And you got your camera?
I've got my camera all ready to go. Absolutely.
Makes me want to join the Navy a little bit.
You can check out the Humanitarian Assistance Village and the STEM Education Center here at the Marina Green Friday through the weekend from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. In San Francisco for Fleet Week, I'm Mary Lee, KPIX5.
Mary, thank you. This Fleet Week is really a homecoming for one of the Blue Angel pilots, Lieutenant Scott Gossens. He actually grew up in San Francisco and remembers being in awe of the team as the jets whizzed by his school.
We'd be in class, and on Thursday and Friday, just like we're about to do this week, the jets would be whizzing outside the windows. And I remember, I'm like, I can't believe this is a job. Some of my lines kind of take me right over the neighborhood that I grew up in and point me towards my high school and some of the overtop maneuvers when, you know, we're going to be upside down overhead the bay and being able to see the city below and the Golden Gate Bridge. It's just, that was the backdrop of this team when I was a kid.
And Lieutenant Gossens is a St. Ignatius grad. He says the lesson here is to never lose track of your dreams because anything is possible. And our very own pilot and meteorologist, Jessica Birch, getting into the spirit of the Fleet Week air show. She is taking the stick of an T-33 jet, inviting you to join a virtual reality 360 degree experience. Woo! Keep an eye on our website and social channels for the links to fly with Jessica and virtually experience her aviation thrill ride. All right, now on to a collaboration between Western states to fight climate change. Today, leaders of California, Oregon, and Washington, as well as British Columbia, they all came together to recommit to cutting down on carbon emissions. And they all signed a statement that includes a promise to invest in electric vehicle charging stations and reliable electric grids. They're also committing their work on ways to protect communities from wildfire, flooding, and drought. Heartbreak in the Central Valley after a family kidnapped earlier this week was found dead. A memorial just got underway in Merced to remember the victims that included an 8-month-old baby. Police have arrested a suspect and they say he used to work for the family. As KPIX 5 Sarah Donchi tells us, the Sikh community that the family belonged to is standing together to grieve and heal.
Tonight, our worst fears have been confirmed. We found the four people from the kidnapping, and they are, in fact, deceased.
Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke was shaken after announcing he had found the bodies of a Merced family who had been kidnapped.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
A farm worker found the family's remains in an orchard Wednesday night after they were kidnapped earlier in the week. Jasdeep Singh, his 8-month-old daughter, her mother, and Jasleen's brother, Amandeep, were all killed. The family was seen on surveillance video Monday outside their trucking business as they were forced into a van. The crime has sent shockwaves throughout the Sikh community across California and here in the Bay Area.
When something happens like this, everybody supports. And I'm sure there'll be more vigils in Sacramento, in Yuba City, up and down the valley in the Bay Area.
The Berkeley Sikh Student Association, the oldest Sikh university group in the U.S., is already planning an event to remember the family.
The Sikhs in the community have been long-lasting and have been in California for many, many, many years. We are no different. We're your local business owners, we're your farm workers, your lawyers, your teachers. And it's just disappointment to see what happened to this family.
The suspect, 48-year-old Jesus Salgado, who is in custody, had previously worked for the family and had a long-standing dispute with them, at one point sending them angry messages, according to the Merced County Sheriff's Office. He was tracked down after investigators say he used one of the victim's ATM cards and then attempted to take his own life.
I'm just livid inside because this was completely and totally senseless. We have a whole family wiped out. And for what? We don't know yet.
Six students at Cal say it is as important as ever to wrap their arms around the community.
Because we're at Berkeley right now and we're so close to so many people that look like us and inherit the same ideas, we have the platform to be like one of the biggest SSA organizations to help out our community in general.
Now with Sarah Donchi reporting, now to some other headlines from around the Bay Area. Teachers in Oakland have a new resource to help them find affordable housing in town. Teachers Rooted in Oakland and the city have launched a new housing marketplace where any of the 2,000 plus teachers in the district can connect to landlords to help them find discounted housing. The district hopes this will better help them attract and retain teachers, particularly teachers of color. And to help working families afford the high cost of gas and other needs, California taxpayers will start getting their inflation relief checks tomorrow. Funds range between $250 and a little over $1,000, depending on income and family size. It will arrive through direct deposit or debit card. Check this out. A lot of colorful hot air balloons filling the skies over Albuquerque, New Mexico today. It's all part of the annual International Balloon Fiesta. The competition started 50 years ago at a shopping mall. It started with just 13 balloons. And as you can see, now there are more than 1,000. Now, earlier today, wet, windy weather threatened the event, but no worries. Things calmed down just in time for the spectacular show. I'm trying to pick my favorite one there. They're all great. Thanks so much for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area. We'll see you back here at 11. I'll be back here tomorrow evening. Have a good one.